Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Women's Anatomy of Arousal Secret Maps to Buried Pleasure is a nonfiction guide to female sexuality written by Sherry Winston, a nurse midwife, sexuality educator, and holistic practitioner. The book combines anatomy, physiology, and sexual education with a broader discussion of pleasure, arousal, and energetic awareness. Its central purpose is to help readers understand women's erotic anatomy more accurately and to challenge the misinformation, shame, and narrow assumptions that often shape female sexual experience. Rather than treating arousal as a simple or purely mechanical process, it presents it as a complex interaction of body awareness, touch breath, emotional comfort, and learned attention. The book is aimed primarily at women, but it also speaks to male partners and sexuality professionals who want a clearer framework for supporting female pleasure. Its tone is educational and practical, with an emphasis on reclaiming sexual knowledge and expanding the reader's sense of what healthy erotic experience can include. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing female pleasure through the idea of orgasmic abundance. The result is a sexual ethic centered on capacity rather than inadequacy. That distinction makes the book especially useful for readers who have internalized frustration around arousal or orgasm. Instead of offering a quick fix, it invites a more expansive understanding of what female pleasure can look like in real life. Secondly, detailed attention to erotic anatomy and the body's overlooked structures. Its emphasis on anatomy also serves a corrective function. In many mainstream conversations, female sexuality is reduced to generalities, but this book insists that specific bodily knowledge changes outcomes. Readers are encouraged to notice how awareness itself can alter sensation, preference, and confidence. That makes anatomy not a dry subject, but a practical tool for better sexual understanding. Thirdly, integrating sexuality science with energetic and holistic practices. At the same time, the book does not abandon practical usefulness in favor of abstraction. Its holistic ideas are tied to concrete sexual experience, especially the way awareness can amplify sensation. This makes the book useful for readers who want a model that includes both physical and experiential dimensions. It is one of the few books in this category that attempts to bridge body-based science and energetic sexuality without treating them as opposites. Fourthly, female ejaculation and expanded orgasm as legitimate areas of exploration. The value of this section lies in normalization and education. By addressing these experiences directly, the book helps reduce confusion and shame around them. It also encourages readers and partners to interpret responses more accurately instead of judging them by limited expectations. In a field where misinformation is common, that kind of clarification is one of the book's strongest contributions. Lastly, practical guidance for women and their partners, including a chapter for men. This practical orientation makes the book especially useful in applied settings, including education and counseling. Readers are not simply told that women can have more pleasure. They are given a way to think about how that pleasure is encouraged or blocked in real relationships. The result is a book that connects knowledge, communication, and erotic technique in a single framework. In conclusion, Women's Anatomy of Arousal is best suited to readers who want a serious, body-based, and non-judgmental approach to female sexuality. Women exploring their own arousal patterns will find clear educational value in its attention to anatomy, pleasure, and self-awareness. Male partners may also benefit from its practical insights into how to support female pleasure more effectively. Beyond couples, the book is relevant for sexuality educators, therapists, and health professionals who need a more nuanced language for discussing women's erotic response. What makes it stand out from many books in the same category is its combination of precise sexual education with a holistic perspective that includes energy, breath, and embodied awareness. It does not treat pleasure as a mystery to be solved or a problem to be fixed. Instead, it presents sexual knowledge as a path to fuller understanding and greater possibility. That balance of anatomy, empowerment, and practical guidance gives the book a durable place in sex education literature. If you would like to support Sherry Winston CNMRN, BSN, LMT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.